Welcome to Block Talks, your daily microdose of health in Bitcoin. These podcasts are approximately 10 minutes, which is the amount of time it takes to add a block to the Bitcoin ledger. This block is sponsored by finny21.com, and I hope it's helpful for you, and I hope you leave feeling that it was 10 minutes well spent. This is how I study health in Bitcoin. Recording them is a way that I can pass knowledge on to friends, family, clients, and eventually my daughter when she's ready to learn about health in Bitcoin. And if you have a perspective to share or questions about anything that I'm saying today, please comment on this block or DM me using Noster. If you got value from this, consider zapping this block some sats on Noster. And if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about when it comes to Noster, listen to episode 3. It's a primer on Noster, and it's worth a listen if you care about free speech and truth. In this block, we're talking about collateral as it relates to Bitcoin and lending. Bitcoin block height is 877,988. Network hash rate is sitting at 851 exahashes per second. Moscow time is 1,021. There's a 21 in there. There's two 21s in there. So this is a good omen. Let's get into it. So as Michael Saylor and Donald Trump both say, don't sell your Bitcoin. Now we can go into the debate another day about, well, Bitcoin is money. You have to sell your Bitcoin one day. That's the whole point of money. And there's some nuance to that. But we'll talk about another day. So for as long as fiat currency continues to exist alongside Bitcoin, which might not be for that much longer, but it is for the foreseeable future, at least in my opinion, there will exist an opportunity to borrow fiat money at a low rate of interest and hold an asset that is appreciating at a high rate of interest. And you can actually post the asset as collateral in order to borrow at a really low rate of interest because it demonstrates credibility. Bitcoin is a very scarce form of money, super scarce. There will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin for the world forever. So for all of humanity forever, there's only ever going to be 21 million Bitcoin. That will be, there will be many blocks recorded in future about why, how I know that to be the case and why I think it's true. And we're going to go into that. We're going to dive deep down that rabbit hole in another day. But just to give you a sense of how scarce 21 million is, there are currently 58 million millionaires in the world. So if each millionaire wanted a whole Bitcoin, they couldn't even have it. There's not enough for them. If each millionaire wanted half a Bitcoin and no company and no countries and nobody else owns any, only the most they could own is like, I don't know, something like 0.3 of a Bitcoin. Every millionaire couldn't even own half of a Bitcoin because there's not enough. So just to give you an idea of how scarce that is, the 21 million Bitcoin are issued until 2140 and 19.8 million of the 21 million, which is 94%, is already in existence. So I don't know if those numbers make sense to you right now. If you can make sense of those, they're immense numbers and Bitcoin is insanely scarce. And I promise this has something to do with collateral, because something that is extremely scarce, more scarce than anything else, and going up in value relative to everything else faster, is something that you want to be able to hold and borrow against. Maybe the best proxy is a big commercial real estate building. So if you have a commercial real estate building in New York City, and there's like 100 apartments in this building, and you own this building, every time you want to spend some money, you don't take off a chunk of the building and pay for what you want with the building. You borrow dollars against the building as collateral. So maybe I got ahead of myself there. Part of my work at Finny 21 is assessing counterparty risk for lenders, for clients that want to borrow currency by posting their Bitcoin as collateral. So people want to borrow against their Bitcoin in order to evaluate which product to use or which company to do it with. You have to assess how risky each of them is based on a lot of things related to a Bitcoin collateralized loan. So part of my work is doing deep research to understand the risk profile of different lenders and do assessments. And so this is sort of something I specialize in, and I just love learning about this because it's something that my family will require in order to employ a HODL strategy for our entire family lineage. And it's something that businesses I work with are going to be doing as well. So it's important for me to know about this. Let's start with collateral. Collateral is something pledged as a security for the repayment of a loan. And it's in case of default, it's forfeited. So say you're a person, you want to borrow $10,000. You go to a bank or a lender and you say, hey, I want to borrow $10,000. You know, they might say, well, I need you to give me something that's worth about $10,000. So if you don't repay me, I'm just going to take the thing you gave me, sell it, and get the $10,000 that way. So collateral is something pledged as security for the repayment of a loan, and it's to be forfeited in the event of a default. Right? So collateral is something provided to a lender as a guarantee of repayment. It's used to secure loans. The better your collateral, the better loan rates you're going to get, right? Because by posting collateral, collateral essentially reduces the risk for lenders, because if a borrower defaults on the loan or misses the payment, for example, the lender will just seize and liquidate the collateral. So I want to go get a $10,000 loan from you. You say, I need you to give me something worth about $10,000. Maybe I give you a piece of gold worth $10,000. And as I'm repaying the loan, if I miss a payment, you just sell the gold, keep whatever you're entitled to, and if there's anything left, you send it back to me. So collateral reduces the risk for lenders, because if a borrower defaults on the loan, like misses a payment, the lender can just seize and liquidate the collateral. So just like in today's world, you can post property as collateral to get a loan. Like you can post your home or your business as collateral to get, for example, a mortgage or a home equity line of credit. You can borrow money by saying, if I don't repay this, you can take my home. You can also do this with a stock portfolio, right? So you can say, I got 100 shares of Apple. I want a loan. You can say, okay, I'm going to post my shares of Apple as collateral against this margin loan. And if I don't pay you back, you can just sell my Apple shares, because you can sell them on the open market during business days, get your money back. And so I basically carry very little risk. And the interest rate I get for a margin loan or a mortgage or a home equity line of credit is very low, because the collateral posted covers the loan. So with Bitcoin, we have these things called over-collateralized loans. So from a business standpoint of lenders, over-collateralized loans are a zero default lending business, right? Nobody defaults in this world, because they post enough liquid assets to cover all the loan. So, you know, if that's true, and we can go deeper into why that is true, arguably Bitcoiners are the lowest risk lender and will therefore, I think, get access to the lowest lending rates of anywhere, like prime or SOFR plus 50 basis points, super low, lower than you would get on a mortgage, because Bitcoin is far better collateral than a home because of its liquidity and many other reasons. And we'll go into that in a future block. So most people still know nothing or misunderstand Bitcoin, including its risk profile as a digital asset. So a lot of these products don't exist at this low interest rate right now, but they're getting better. And I think we just entered year one. Donald Trump gets inaugurated January 20th of 2025. And I think we're just entering year one of this boom in Bitcoin innovation. Because when there's a friendly administration in the United States leading the global charge, they can unlock this deregulation and openness to innovation that is just might be incredible. TBD. I hope it happens. I think it can happen. So Bitcoin is pristine collateral for lending. Pristine really just means not corrupted or polluted by unknown risks or known risks. So Bitcoin is the best collateral in the world. It's the apex collateral, mainly because of its liquidity. So Bitcoin collateralized loans, rather, are a tool that can help individuals or companies avoid ever selling their Bitcoin. And the benefits of avoiding selling your Bitcoin is that you eliminate capital gains taxes, which you would be assessed if you sold your Bitcoin and made a gain, assuming. You get to continue to benefit from the price appreciation of Bitcoin, and you can write off the interest rate, you can write off the interest expense on the loan. So it's kind of this interesting cheat code. And like I said, I think we're entering year one of the Bitcoin innovation boom, to be determined, but I'll put that out there as my guess. And the world of Bitcoin is just, it's going to be getting better with Bitcoin. The world of lending will be better for responsible lenders, and it will be better for borrowers that hold Bitcoin. The lowest risk borrower is the one who posts the most Bitcoin collateral. And I think that in the world of tomorrow, underlined by digital assets, the only credit score that matters is how much Bitcoin you post. It's nothing else. Your LTV is your credit score. You don't have to get credit scores by people who are bankrupt anymore. So in future blocks, as it pertains to Bitcoin collateralized lending, we're going to talk about assessing counterparty, reviewing lender terms and just assessing risk in general. We'll talk about loan to value, interest rates and fees, and we'll also probably review specific lending products that are available, if that's helpful to people listening. So thanks for listening to this Block Talk. Stay focused, stack health, stack sats, and vote with your node. Share this with others if you think it's helpful. Zap this block on Nostra if you got value. And DM me on Nostra if you want to propose a topic or sponsor a block. Catch you next time.